朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
今天是五旬节，
But today is Pentecost.
五旬就是五十的意思。
Actually, the word Pentecost has the meaning of 50 days.
从逾越节往后数五十天，就是所谓的五旬节。
And that is, if you count from the Passover 50 days, and you would reach the festival known as Pentecost.
我们知道在逾越节的时候，主耶稣上了十字架。
And we knew that Jesus was crucified during Passover.
在基督教的教会历史里面，第一个五旬节是非常重要的一天。
And in Christian history, the first Pentecost is very, very important.
当主耶稣基督升天之后的那个五旬节，圣灵大大的降临在耶路撒冷的教会。
We knew that the Holy Spirit descended greatly upon the early church when Jesus just ascended into heaven.
那个五旬节开始了教会的时代。
That very first Pentecost started the first chapter in the church history.
所以我们说使徒行传第二章是讲到教会的生育。
And so we often refer to the second chapter of Acts as the birth of the Christian church.
那个五旬节也让我们看见不只是教会时代的开始，也是圣灵时代的开始。
That not only marked the start of the history of church, it also marked the era of the Spirit.
从那个时候开始，教会和圣灵之间的关系是密不可分的。
From that time onwards, the work of the Holy Spirit was closely associated with the work of the church.
有教会的见证，有教会工作的地方，必然应当看见圣灵的工作。
Where there is the work of the church and the testimony that comes along with it,The Holy Spirit was there.
这次我们到苏里南去，本来有机会到深山里面去看那些蛮荒的教会。
This time when we went to Suriname, originally within our schedule was a visit to the jungles to see the primitive people.
本来他们已经安排好让我们有机会坐个小飞机飞到深山里面去看他们的教会。
They have arranged a trip for us so that we could fly on a small aeroplane into the jungles to see their church.
那个地方的人还非常的不开化。
Those were indeed primitive people.
据说他们男男女女都不着装的，不穿衣服。
From hearsay, we learned that they did not wear clothes.
但是他们虽然不着装的，他们一定要披一个皮带。
But regardless, males or females, they do not wear clothes, but they like to wear a belt.
本来我们以为可以有机会去看他们。
At first, we thought we would have an opportunity to visit them.
虽然在那个乡下或者那个山地里面，现在正疟疾很厉害。
Although, during that time when we were there, we heard that the malaria was having an epidemic there.
但是我们两个人很好奇，很想去看看他们。
But we were very curious and we really wanted to visit them.
当我们决定去的时候，后来他们说取消这次行程有两个原因。
But then they told us when we arrived that the trip has been canceled and it's due to two reasons.
一方面，现在正是那里的雨季。
First, because they have started the rainy season.
另外，因为雨季的关系，那些当地人都已经离开他们所住的地方，到更深山的地方去。
And because of the rainy season,most of the jungle people moved more inwards into the deep jungles.
虽然我们没有去成，
so although we did not, were not able to go,
但是我们听见在那些蛮荒的地方还有圣灵的工作。
But even in those areas, we heard the work of the Holy Spirit.
因为有圣灵在那边做工，所以我们看见有教会的设立。
Because the Holy Spirit was working there, we see the establishment of a church.
圣灵和教会彼此之间是不能分开的。
So you cannot separate the Holy Spirit from the church.
教会发展了将近两千年的时间。
The church has been developing for almost 2,000 years.
非常可惜的一件事情，教会越发展，好像今天在教会的里面，我们与这一位与教会密切关系的圣灵越来越陌生，越来越疏远。
Yet we found this pitiful thing that although the church has been developing, that we are becoming strangers to the working of the Holy Spirit.
虽然是圣灵的时代，但是我们跟圣灵之间的关系相当的疏远。
This is the age of the Holy Spirit, and yet we do not know the Holy Spirit.
一方面，今天是五旬节。
On the one hand, today is Pentecost.
一方面，上个礼拜中志邦牧师在这里提到他的题目是认识真理的圣灵，所以我盼望继续下去跟大家一起思想关于圣灵的事。
And since last week, Pastor Chung started to teach about knowing the Spirit of Truth, I thought that this would be a good opportunity to continue with teaching on the Holy Spirit.
在全本圣经里面有许多的地方提到圣灵的事情。
There are plenty of scriptural references to the workings of the Holy Spirit.
我们可以从创世纪第一章第一节一直看完旧约圣经，不断地提到圣灵的地位，圣灵的工作。
Yes, from the very first chapter of Genesis through the very last book of the Old Testament, we see the position of the Holy Spirit, His workings and His power.
感谢主，上个礼拜钟志邦牧师让我们从创世纪一直到旧约的结束，圣灵的介绍归纳摆在我们的面前。
And we thank God that Pastor Chung used the scriptures to lead us through the Old Testament, where there are references to the Holy Spirit.
除了旧约圣经以外，我们知道使徒行传有人也称为圣灵的行传。
And we know that the Acts of the Apostles have been also referred to Acts of the Holy Spirit.
因为整本使徒行传二十八章，我们一直看见圣灵大大的降临在教会，一直在教会的发展上扮演一个非常重要的角色。
Because throughout the Acts of the Apostles, we see that the role of the Holy Spirit is a very major one.
所以有人说那卷书不应该叫做使徒行传，应该叫做圣灵行传。
So much so that people say it should not be called the Acts of the Apostles, but Acts of the Holy Spirit.
因为整本使徒行传二十八章里面使徒的事迹只记载主要的两个人，一个是彼得，一个是保罗。
Because if you read through it carefully throughout 28 chapters in the Acts,Really, you only have the recordings of two major apostles, Peter and Paul.
其他使徒的消息、使徒的记载，在使徒行传里面，我们反而找不到任何的蛛丝马迹。
For a lot of apostles, we do not see many recordings. In fact, for some apostles, there were no recordings of their deeds.
但是我们看见圣灵大大的工作在使徒行传里面。
But we witness the work of the Holy Spirit mightily throughout the chapters.
除了旧约，除了使徒行传，我们知道保罗花了很多的篇幅介绍圣灵的工作。
And in the Pauline epistles, we find that Paul emphasized the teaching of the Holy Spirit a lot.
特别有几章的圣经是特别提到圣灵的。
Especially there are a few chapters which specially mentions about the Holy Spirit.
比如罗马书第八章
，Chapter 8 of Romans.
比如这个在这个以弗所书里面有几章提到圣灵的恩赐。
In the book of Ephesians, there were several chapters mentioning the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
哥林多前书十二章到十四章也提到圣灵的工作。
Chapters 12 to 14 of the First Corinthians.
刚才我所提到的三个来源是可以让我们多认识圣灵的工作。
And through these different chapters, we can truly know the work of the Holy Spirit a little better.
今天在教会里面提了许许多多圣灵的充满、圣灵的浇灌、圣灵的恩赐，都是本着刚才所提到的这些圣经的来源分析归纳出来的。
And when you talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the filling of the Holy Spirit, or spiritual gifts, you have to base them upon these chapters.
但是今天我们注意到一件事情，我们常常忽略了另外一个讲到圣灵的来源。
And yet, so oftentimes we find that we are lacking in another source of the teaching of the Holy Spirit.
这个来源的被忽略，可能就引起今天在教会的里面对圣灵工作的混乱。
And because of the lack of reference to this source, sometimes there is confusion to the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个来源是什么呢？
Where is the source?
是主耶稣基督自己怎么介绍，自己怎么宣告圣灵的来临。
And that is the introduction to the work of the Holy Spirit by our Lord Jesus himself.
我们知道在约翰福音里面，耶稣基督亲口介绍圣灵的来源。
In fact, in the Gospel according to John, Jesus himself introduced the coming of the Holy Spirit.
我们今天要认识圣灵。
For us to know the Holy Spirit,
我们要经历圣灵。
We have to experience him.
我们要享受圣灵。
And we have to enjoy.
我们不能忘记主耶稣怎么样介绍圣灵。
But we cannot forget what the introduction was when Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit.
请我们看约翰福音第十六章。
Let's turn to the 16th chapter of John.
在约翰福音十六章里面，主耶稣很详尽的提到这个圣灵。
In this chapter, Jesus emphasized the Holy Spirit in a lot of detail.
约翰福音十六章五节到十五节，主耶稣特别提到圣灵要来。
From verse 5 to verse 15 of this chapter, Jesus told of the coming of the Holy Spirit.
而且特别提到圣灵来要做什么样的工作。
And he told us what the work of the Holy Spirit was centered on.
弟兄姊妹，请各位不要误会我的意思。
Please do not misunderstand my meaning.
旧约提圣灵是重要。
The Old Testament's teachings about the Holy Spirit is important.
使徒行传介绍圣灵也是重要。
The teachings recorded in the Acts is very important.
保罗在他神学的归纳上把圣灵的工作告诉我们也是重要。
The theological position, the conclusion of Paul towards the Holy Spirit is also of utmost importance.
但是让我们不要忽略主耶稣自己在介绍圣灵的时候他是怎么说的。
But let us not make lightly the teachings of Jesus himself.
为了节省时间，我们就不把这一段圣经在台上读过去。
To save time, we will not read these verses.
在这一段圣经里面提到圣灵，中文有六个很重要的字，就是要字，要不要的那个字，要字。
In the Chinese translation, there was a word that appeared six times, and you can translate that in want.
或者 will, 在 NIV 是 will.
And in the English version, in the NIV version, it's translated into will.
中文六个要，英文是五个 will.
In the Chinese, there's six times, but in the English, there's only five.
第八节，圣灵来了，要叫人自责。
For example, verse 8, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will convict the world of guilt.
十三节，圣灵来了，要引导信徒明白一切的真理。
For example, in verse 13, when the Holy Spirit comes, he will guide you into all truth.
十三节，他要告诉我们将来的事情。
He will tell you what is yet to come.
十四节，他来要荣耀耶稣基督。
He will come, the Holy Spirit will come to bring glory to Jesus Christ himself.
十四节、十五节，两次提到他要把从耶稣领受的告诉我们每一个人。
In verse 14 and verse 15, it says the Holy Spirit will make known to us what Jesus has made known to us.
把这六个要归纳起来，我分三方面跟弟兄姊妹很简单的一起来思想。
And I would like to share these thoughts with you by three points.
请弟兄姊妹不要忘记，圣灵来了有一个非常重要的工作，就是在十四节提到他要来荣耀耶稣基督。
So let us first remember that the Holy Spirit came. One of his most important tasks is to glorify Jesus.
在整个神永恒的计划里面，
In the eternal plan of God,
圣灵来除了要接续耶稣基督的工作之外，
The Holy Spirit came not only to continue on the work of Jesus,
而且他来了要高举耶稣基督，要荣耀耶稣基督，
But he came so that Jesus will be glorified.
耶稣基督是那位道成肉身的。
Jesus is the Word become flesh.
因为道成肉身，所以他就受时间和空间的限制。
Because he became flesh, he was limited temporally and spatially.
上个礼拜中牧师提醒我们说，这个灵在希伯来文、在希腊文和风和气是同样一个字。
Last week, Pastor Chung reminded us that in the Greek language and in the Hebrew, the Spirit is often translated simultaneously as breath.Or wind.
换句话说，这个灵让我们想到它是超越时间和空间。
In other words, the work of the Holy Spirit transcends spatial and time.
刚才杨弟兄提到我们在苏利南十天的经历。
For example, Brother Yang just now shared with us the experience he had in Suriname.
有一件小事，我在苏利南看见他，我受很深的感动。
There is one small thing, perhaps, but it touched me a lot while we were there.
他们礼拜天主日崇拜是九点钟开始聚会。
Their Sunday worship starts at 9 o'clock in the morning.
我们在这里今天觉得很热，但是我们想到在赤道上面的教会是更热。
You feel that today is hot? Well, wait until you go to the church in the equator.
我们两个人在那边十天比赛，谁每天洗澡洗澡的多。
In fact, I was having an official competition with Brother Yang, and that is to see who will take the most number of showers a day.
这一次去，我们才知道广东人说冲凉是什么意思。
Now we truly understand what the Cantonese meant by taking a bath.
冬天冲凉实在没意思。
You know, this doesn't make sense to take a bath in the winter.
但是你在夏天的地方讲冲凉，我们实在很了解那个意义是什么。
But when it's during the summer and in a country that's close to the equator, then you truly appreciate the Cantonese use of the word.
他们每天晚上聚会是八点半开始。
The evening meeting starts at 8:30.
不到十点半不散会。
And it will not end until 10:30 or later.
散会以后又不肯走。
And after the meeting has been adjourned, they still did not want to leave.
才十一点半他们一定要走了。
But by 11:30, you had to leave.
因为十二点是有宵禁，有戒严。
Because curfew time is 12 midnight.
那么礼拜天早上他们就尽量提早聚会，在太阳还没有热的时候，他们就有聚会，他们九点钟开始聚会。
That is why they have the meetings in the mornings at 9 so that the sun is not so directly over the church.
所以到了礼拜天中午12点钟弟兄姊妹都走了，我们也预备去吃饭。
And so during noontime, after everybody has gone home, and we prepare ourselves for taking lunch,
当我们要出门的时候，
just at the time when we are about to leave the church,
杨一哲弟兄说了一句话，
Brother Yang said one sentence.
他说李牧师，我们可不可以有一点祷告？
He said, Pastor Lee, can we have a word of prayer?
其他的弟兄姊妹都觉得很稀奇，为什么是你祷告呢？
And other people were amazed, what did you want to pray about?
他说现在是我们这里十二点。
He said, now it's 12 o'clock in Suriname.
就是 Boston 十一点。
But that's 11 o'clock for Boston.
也就是他说，就是我自己的教会正在做礼拜的时候。
And that is the time when my church is having their worship.
他说好不好现在我们一起有点祷告为那个教会祷告
And he said can we now pray for the church in Woburn
哎呀他讲这句话一方面我觉得很感动一方面我觉得很惭愧
When he spoke this I felt ashamed and moved
一个信徒关心他的教会比牧师关心他的教会还要多
A lay Christian had more concern about the church than his pastor
我们一起祷告
So we prayed
我们相信神的灵是超越空间
And we truly trust the Holy Spirit transcends the limitations of space.
我们相信在那里祷告的时候，神的灵在 Boston 这个郊区教会在动工。
And we truly believe that while we were praying there, that the Holy Spirit was moving within you.
那弟兄姊妹，圣灵不只是超越空间。
But let us realize that not only does the Holy Spirit transcend spatial limitations,
圣灵也超越时间。
The Holy Spirit also transcends time.
不管在什么地方，圣灵有一个很重要超时空间的工作，就是荣耀耶稣基督。
And there is one work that transcends space and time, and that is the glorification of Jesus.
请注意，今天在教会里面强调圣灵的时候，常常有一点偏差。
And I truly feel that the church today, when they want to emphasize the teachings on the Holy Spirit,
我们一讲到圣灵，
sometimes we go astray.
我们过分强调。个人的经历
We overemphasize the personal aspects of the experiencing of the Holy Spirit.
我们也过分强调有经历的人
And we overly emphasize the persons who have had such experiences.
我们不可否认圣灵在弟兄姊妹身上的工作
Of course, we are not denying the work of the Holy Spirit among individuals.
但是弟兄姊妹，让我们牢牢地记得，圣灵只有一个目的，就是高举荣耀耶稣基督。
But let us remember that the Holy Spirit's top priority is to uplift Jesus and to glorify Him.
换句话说，圣灵在我们中间做一个联络的工作，把我们的思想。把我们的生命，把我们所有的侍奉朝向耶稣基督。
So seemingly, the Holy Spirit is doing a job of coordination to coordinate our thoughts, our minds, our actions towards Jesus Christ.
如果今天我们听见一个人说他有圣灵在他身上
，If today we hear a person saying I have the Holy Spirit on me，
如果我们感觉到他的影像超过耶稣基督的影像，他的荣耀超过耶稣基督的荣耀。我个人怀疑到底是不是真正的圣灵在他的身上有工作
If we feel that his testimony overshadows the position of Jesus Christ and that his glory surpasses the glory of Jesus Christ I personally will place a question mark on this person
朋友 如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。